I'm Peter Solomon. It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. I am joined this morning by Scott Kiever and Joe Cruz. You might know both of these musicians for the various musical projects that they're involved with. They've got an upcoming performance together at the Astor Cafe on Main Street, Minneapolis. It's coming up from 8 to 10 p.m. on July 23rd. We'll talk more about that. Scott, I want to start with you. Tell me about your relationship to the Minneapolis music scene. Are you from here?
Yes, I am. I've been working in the theater scene for about 25 years, and so I've done a lot of music through there. Brave New Workshop, most recently through Table Salt Productions and Walking Shadow. I've also been in a number of different groups. I'm in a Balkan band with my wife called Orchestra Bezime. I'm also in a chamber pop group called Follow the Firefly, and then mostly focusing on solo fingerstyle guitar for the last, I'd say, 15 years.
Yeah, because I was perusing some of your music that you've posted, and I find a big variety of styles that you cover. And then, Joe, you've been on this program before in your capacity accompanying your wife, Jennifer Grimm. Talk about some of the musical styles that you cover.
Quite a bit. I'm a multi-string instrumentalist, playing the wide variety of guitars from jazz to nylon string guitar and steel string guitar, electric guitar. I cover bluegrass mandolin. I cover Puerto Rican cuatro, Cuban trace. I've got a Santana tribute band called Sounds of Santana. We just played at the Dakota, actually, on Monday.
How did you guys come to decide to work together?
That's kind of my idea. I've been admiring Joe's work for many years, and I had this opportunity from Astor Cafe to do some work, and I wanted to bring in somebody else, and Joe's kind of at the top of my list. Jennifer, his wife, and my wife, Natalie Nowitzki, have both worked together through Theater La Te Da, and through those two, he and I met, and we have did one little jam at a Christmas concert a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, this would be really great if we could just do something together.
Talk to me about where your interests intersect.
Well, I have a pretty wide variety of music. I'm influenced by jazz and Celtic music, Balkan music. And I've got about four different guitars that I usually bring with me for my solo shows. I've also got a nylon string and a steel string, and I've got a resophonic guitar, and then I've got a jazz guitar. So I love Joe's variety of his range as well. And also because of our interest in theater, I think we're really into like listening. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of a big thing that I see in him that I went like, oh, this could be really cool to see how that. And I'm hoping to be surprised how this all intersects, too.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
A lot of the pieces that I write are for two guitars, and we'll be playing a bunch of those pieces off of my record, Pasión.
Mm-hmm. Can you recommend one or two of the tracks on that recording?
Thoughts of Love is one of the tunes, and Cruzando. Cruzando is kind of a Cuban son type of sound. It goes into flamenco rumba. And then Thoughts of Love is a straight up bossa nova.
And Scott, what are some of the compositions you're thinking of featuring? Do they reference some of your recorded projects as well?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be bringing in something I wrote on the resophonic called Dirt Roads and Fireflies. It's kind of a country blues piece, but it's in seven. So it's got a little bit of that Balkan influence. And so I'd love to see what Joe does with that. And then I've got another piece called Red, which is way more of a blues, really kind of a deep Chicago blues thing, and very sparse, and that'd be kind of fun to work with too. I've I've also got a lot of Celtic stuff that I kind of want to bring in as well. There's a piece I wrote called Road to Tiernanog. It's of open tuning, and it's very evocative of like a mysterious Celtic folklore-ish type of environment. So,
when you're playing two guitars together, how do you avoid like stepping on each other, since you both have the ability to play melody and chords? Like, how do you delegate?
I just play a different instrument than he's going to. I mean, basically, that might be the way I work it. I don't know.
Yeah, I like to approach it with one guy's comping and the other guy's improvising or playing the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think since we're pretty individualistic and we have our own styles, I think that's going to be where you're going to be able to hear some interesting combinations.
Do either one of you have any new projects on the horizon that you want to let our audience know about?
My current fun project I have is called Crusando. It's a Latin group with congas and trumpet and a Latin singer, and I play Cuban trace, Puerto Rican cuatro, and nylon string guitar. We are playing at Crooner's on August 5th, Wednesday night.
And Scott, do you have any other concerts that you want to reference?
Yeah, I've got a number of shows coming up in the later summer and fall. If you want to find out more of where I'm going to be at, you can go on to scottkeever.com to find out those. I do have some upcoming shows with Orquestar Bezime. I know we've got something in September in Dinkytown. And then there's some big things going on with Follow the Firefly that I can't talk about yet. But we might have an album release show in November. But stay tuned.
Okay, well, that all sounds exciting. I want to remind you that Scott Keever and Joe Cruz will be at Astor Cafe on Main Street in Minneapolis, July 23rd from 8 to 10 p.m. Reservations are encouraged, and you can find more information at Astor Cafe's website. If you're Googling it, it's spelled A-S-T-E-R. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Peter.